wants you. Happiness wants you. All the things you love want you. They are bursting to come into your life, but you have to give good feelings to bring them to you. You don't have to battle and struggle to change the circumstances of your life. All you have to do is give love through good feelings, and what you want will appear. When you have bad feelings, those bad feelings bring what you don't want, which then gives you more bad feelings. And those bad feelings bring more of what you don't want, and so the bad feelings cycle continues. Good feelings bring what you want, which then gives you more good feelings, and those good feelings bring more of what you want, and so the good feeling cycle continues. Your good feelings harness the force of love, the power to everything good in life. Your good feelings tell you this is the way to what you want. Your good feelings tell you that when you feel good, life will be good. But you have to give good feelings first. If you've been living your life saying to yourself, I will be happy when I have a better house. I will be happy when I get a job or promotion. I will be happy when the kids are through college. I will be happy when we have more money. I will be happy when I can travel, or I will be happy when my business succeeds. You will never have those things, because your thoughts are defying the way love works. They're defying the law of attraction. You have to be happy first and give happiness to receive happy things. It can't happen any other way, because whatever you want to receive in life, you must give first. You are in command of your feelings. You are in command of your love. And the force of love will give back to you whatever you give out.
Points of power. How you feel in any one moment is more important than anything else, because how you feel right now is creating your life. Your feelings are the power of your thoughts and words. It's what you feel that matters. All good feelings come from love. All negative feelings come from a lack of love. Every good feeling unites you with the force of love, because love is the source of all good feelings. Amplify your good feelings by thinking about all the things you love. Count the things you love non-stop, one after the other. Keep listing everything you love until you feel amazing. How you feel about each subject in your life is an exact reflection of what you have been giving out on each subject. Life isn't happening to you. Life is responding to you. Every subject of your life is your call, and you make the call on everything in life by what you give. There are infinite levels of good feelings you can feel, which means there is no end to the heights of life you can receive. All the things you love want you. Dollars want you. Health wants you. Happiness wants you. Don't struggle to change the circumstances of your life. Give love through your good feelings, and what you want will appear. You have to give good feelings first. You have to be happy first and give happiness to receive happy things. Whatever you want to receive in life, you must give first. feeling frequencies. If you can feel it, you can receive it.
Everything in the universe is magnetic, and everything has a magnetic frequency. Your feelings and thoughts have magnetic frequencies too. Good feelings mean you're on a positive frequency of love. Bad feelings mean you're on a negative frequency. Whatever you feel, whether good or bad, determines your frequency. And like a magnet, you attract the people, events, and circumstances that are on the same frequency. If you are feeling enthusiastic, your frequency of enthusiasm will attract enthusiastic people, situations, and events. If you are feeling fearful, your frequency of fear will attract fearful people, situations, and events to you. You are never left in any doubt about the frequency you're on, because your frequency is always exactly whatever you're feeling. You can change your frequency at any time by changing how you feel, and everything around you will change because you're on a new frequency. You can take any situation in your life, and every possible outcome of that situation can happen. Any outcome can happen because you can have any feeling about the situation. A relationship can be on a happy, joyful, exciting, satisfying, and every good feeling frequency. A relationship can also be on a boring, frustrating, worrisome, resentful, depressing, and every bad feeling frequency. Any outcome of that relationship can happen. And the way you feel determines exactly what will happen in that relationship. Whatever feeling you are giving about the relationship is exactly what you will receive back in the relationship. If you're feeling joyful about the relationship most of the time, you're giving love, and you must receive love and joy back through that relationship because that's the frequency you're on.
A change of feeling is a change of destiny. Neville Goddard, 20th Century New Thought author.
Feeling frequencies are the same as your feelings. Each feeling is also a frequency. The highest frequency is love, and then in descending order from love comes the good feeling frequencies, which are gratitude, joy, passion, excitement, enthusiasm, hope, satisfaction. Then comes the bad feeling frequencies, which get worse the lower they go. These are boredom, irritation, disappointment, worry, criticism, anger, hate, envy, guilt, despair, fear. No matter what the subject in your life, there are many different feeling frequencies, and you determine the outcome of each subject through how you feel about it. You can feel excited, happy, joyful, hopeful, worried, fearful, or depressed about money. You can feel ecstatic, passionate, blissful, discouraged, or anxious about your health. These are all different feeling frequencies, and whatever feeling frequency you're on is what you will receive. You may want to travel, but if you feel disappointment that you don't have the money to travel, then on the subject of travel, you are feeling disappointment. Feeling disappointment means you're on the disappointment frequency, and you will continue to receive disappointing circumstances in which you cannot travel until you change the way you feel. The force of love will move every circumstance for you to travel, but you have to be on one of the good feeling frequencies to receive it. When you change the way you feel about a situation, you are giving a different feeling. You're on a different feeling frequency, and the situation must change to mirror your new frequency. If something negative has happened in your life, you can change it. It is never too late, because you can always change the way you feel. to receive what you would love, to change anything into what you would love, no matter what the subject, all it takes is changing the way you feel.
If you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Nikola Tesla, 19th and early 20th century inventor of radio and alternating current.
Take your feelings off automatic pilot.
Many people don't know about the power of good feelings, and so their feelings are reactions or responses to what happens to them. They've put their feelings on automatic pilot instead of deliberately taking charge of them. When something good happens, they feel good. When something bad happens, they feel bad. They don't realize that their feelings are the cause of what is happening to them. As they react with negative feelings to something that has happened, they give out more negative feelings and they receive back more negative circumstances. They become trapped in a cycle by their own feelings. Their life goes around and around in circles, not getting anywhere, like a hamster on a wheel, because they don't realize that to change their life, they must change their feeling frequency.
It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Epictetus, 2nd century Greek philosopher.
If you don't have enough money, naturally you don't feel good about money. But the money in your life will never change while you don't feel good about it. If you give out negative feelings about money, you're on a negative frequency about money, and you will receive back negative circumstances, such as big bills or things breaking down, which are all circumstances that drain you of money. When you react with negative feelings to a big bill, you give out more negative feelings about money, which bring even more negative circumstances to you that drain you of more money. Every single second is an opportunity to change your life, because in any moment you can change the way you feel. It doesn't matter what you have felt before. It doesn't matter what mistakes you think you may have made. When you change the way you feel, you are on a different frequency, and the law of attraction responds instantaneously. When you change the way you feel, the past has gone. When you change the way you feel, your life changes.
Do not waste one moment in regret, for to think feelingly of the mistakes of the past is to reinfect yourself. Neville Goddard, 20th Century New Thought author.
No excuses for the force of love.
If your life is not filled with everything you love, it doesn't mean you're not a good and loving person. The life purpose for each of us is to overcome negativity by choosing love. The problem is that most people love and then stop loving hundreds of times in a day. They don't give love long enough for the force of love to move all the good things into their life. Think about it. One moment you give love through a warm hug with a loved one, and then you stop giving love within minutes when you get annoyed because you can't find your keys, or you're delayed in traffic, or you can't find a parking space. You give love when you laugh with a work colleague, and then stop when you get disappointed because the local lunch place has run out of something you want. You give love as you look forward to the weekend, and then you stop when you receive your bills. And so it continues all through the day. You give love and you stop giving love. Give love and stop giving love from one moment to the next. You are either giving love and harnessing the force of love, or you're not. You can't harness the force of love with an excuse about why you didn't love. Excuses and justifying why you didn't love just add more negativity to your life. When you give an excuse as to why you didn't love, you're feeling the same negativity again, and so you're giving out more of it.
Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one getting burned. Gautama Buddha, 5th century BC, founder of Buddhism.
If you get annoyed because there was a mix-up in an appointment and you blame the other person for the mix-up, you are using blame as your excuse not to give love. But the law of attraction only receives what you are giving. So if you're giving blame, you must receive circumstances of blame back in your life. It won't necessarily come back to you from the person you are blaming, but most assuredly you will receive a circumstance of blame. There are no excuses for the force of love. You get what you give, period.
Every little thing is included.
Blame, criticism, finding fault, and complaining are all forms of negativity. All of them bring so much strife. With every little complaint and every moment you criticize anything, you are giving negativity. Complaints about the weather, traffic, the government, your partner, children, parents, long lines, the economy, food, your body, your work, customers, businesses, prices, noise, or service, all of them seem like small harmless things, but they bring back with them a whole host of negativity. Throw out of your vocabulary words like terrible, horrible, disgusting, and awful. Because when you say those words, they come with strong feelings. When you say them, they must return to you, which means you are putting those labels on your life. Don't you think it would be a good idea to use more words like fantastic, amazing, fabulous, brilliant, and wonderful? You can have whatever you love and want, but you have to harmonize with love. And that means there are no excuses for not giving love. Excuses and justifications prevent you from receiving everything you want. They prevent you from having an amazing life.
All that we send into the lives of others comes back into our own. Edwin Markham, early 20th century poet.
You don't make a connection when you complain to a store person. And then a few hours later, you receive a call from your neighbor complaining that your dog is barking. You don't make a connection when you meet a friend for lunch and talk negatively about a mutual friend. And you arrive back at work to discover big problems have developed with your major client. You don't make a connection when your dinner conversation is about something negative in the news. And that night you can't sleep because of an upset stomach. You don't make a connection when you stop to help someone who has dropped something in the street, and 10 minutes later you get a parking space right outside the supermarket door. You don't make a connection when you happily help your child with their homework, and the next day you receive news that your tax refund will be bigger than you thought. You don't make a connection when you do a favor for a friend, and that same week your boss gives you 2 complimentary tickets to a sports game. In every circumstance and moment of your life, you are receiving what you have given, whether you make the connection or not.
Nothing comes from without. All things come from within. Neville Goddard, 20th Century New Thought Author.
The Tipping Point.
If you give more than 50% positive thoughts and feelings instead of negative, you have reached a tipping point. Even if you just give 51% good thoughts and good feelings, you have tipped the scales of your life. And here's the reason why. When you give love, it not only comes back to you as positive circumstances that you love, But as it comes back, it adds even more love and positivity to your life. The new positivity then attracts more positive things, adding even more love and positivity to your life. And so it continues. Everything is magnetic. And when something good comes to you, it magnetically attracts more good things. You may have experienced this when you said you were having a lucky streak, or you were on a roll, when one good thing after another happened and the good things just kept happening. The only reason those times occurred was because you had given out more love than negativity. And as the love returned to you, it added more love to your life, which then attracted even more good things. You may have also experienced the reverse happening when something went wrong, and then other things started going wrong one after the other. Those times happened because you gave more negativity than love. And as the negativity returned to you, it added more negativity to your life, which then attracted even more negative things. You may have called those times a run of bad luck, but they have nothing to do with luck at all. The law of attraction was working precisely in your life, and those times, good or bad, were simply a reflection of the percentage of love or negativity you were giving. The only reason the lucky streak or run of bad luck changed is that at some point you tipped the scales the other way with your feelings.
It is thus that you may lead a charmed life and be forever protected from all harm. It is thus you may become a positive force whereby conditions of opulence and harmony may be attracted to you. Charles Hunnell, early 20th century New Thought author.
To change your life, all you have to do is tip the scales by giving 51% love through your good thoughts and good feelings. Once you reach the tipping point of giving more love than negativity, the love that comes back to you then multiplies itself by attracting more love through the law of attraction. Suddenly, you experience an acceleration and multiplication of good things. Instead of more negative things coming back to you and multiplying, you now have more good things coming back to you and being multiplied in every area of your life. And this is the way your life is supposed to be. When you wake up each morning, you are standing at the tipping point of your day. One way tips you into a wonderful day filled with good things, and the other way tips you into a day filled with problems. You are the one who determines what your day will be by the way that you feel. Whatever you're feeling is what you're giving, and with certainty, that is exactly what you will receive back in your day, surrounding you wherever you go. As you begin your day and you're feeling happy, while you keep feeling happy, your day will be great. But if you begin your day in a bad mood and you do nothing to change it, your day will not be great at all. One day of good feelings not only changes your day, it changes your tomorrow and your life. Provided you maintain your good feelings and you go to sleep feeling good, you begin the next day with a momentum of good feelings. As you continue to feel good as much as you can, your good feelings continue to multiply by the law of attraction. And so it continues day after day and your life gets better and better.
Live today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, just today. Inhabit your moments. Don't rent them out to tomorrow. Jerry Spinelli, contemporary children's author.
So many people don't live for today. They are completely consumed with the future, and yet it is how we live today that creates our future. It is what you feel today that matters, because it is the only thing that determines your future. Every day is an opportunity for a new life, because every single day you stand at the tipping point of your life. And on any one day, you can change the future through the way that you feel. When you tip the balance to good feelings, the force of love will change your life so fast that you will scarcely believe it.
Points of power. Everything in the universe is magnetic, and everything has a magnetic frequency, including your thoughts and feelings. Whatever you feel, whether good or bad, determines your frequency, and you attract the people, events, and circumstances that are on the same frequency. Change your frequency at any time by changing how you feel, and everything around you will change because you're on a new frequency. If something negative has happened in your life, you can change it. It is never too late, because you can always change the way you feel. Many people put their feelings on automatic pilot. Their feelings are reactions to what happens to them. However, they don't realize that it's their feelings that are the cause of what happens to them. To change anything, whether it's the circumstances of money, health, relationships, or any subject whatsoever, you have to change the way you feel. Blame, criticism, finding fault, and complaining are all forms of negativity, and all of them bring back nothing but strife. Throw out of your vocabulary words like terrible, horrible, disgusting, and awful. Use more words like fantastic, amazing, fabulous, brilliant, and wonderful. Even if you just give 51% good thoughts and good feelings, you have tipped the scales of your life. Every day is an opportunity for a new life. Every day you stand at the tipping point of your life, and on any one day you can change the future through the way that you feel. The power and creation.
Every moment of your life is infinitely creative, and the universe is endlessly bountiful. Just put forth a clear enough request, and everything your heart desires must come to you. Shakti Gawain, 20th century author. In these next chapters, you will learn how easy it is to harness the force of love for money, health, career, business, and relationships. With this knowledge, you will be able to change your life into whatever you want. To bring a specific desire to you, follow the simple steps of the creation process. Whether it's bringing something you want or changing something you don't want, the process is always the same.
The creation process.
Imagine it, feel it, receive it. First, imagine. Use your mind to focus on and imagine what you desire. Imagine yourself being with your desire. Imagine yourself doing things with your desire. Imagine yourself having your desire. Second, feel. At the same time as you imagine, you must feel love for what you're imagining. You must imagine and feel being with your desire. You must imagine and feel doing things with your desire. You must imagine and feel having your desire. Your imagination connects you to what you want. Your desire and feelings of love create the magnetism, the magnetic power, drawing your desire to you. This completes your part in the creation process. Third, receive. The force of love will work through the visible and invisible forces of nature to bring what you desire to you. It will use circumstances, events, and people to give what you love to you. Whatever you desire, you must want it with all your heart. Desire is love, and unless you have a burning desire in your heart, you will not have enough power to harness the force of love. You must really desire what you want, as an athlete desires to play a sport, a dancer desires to dance, and a painter desires to paint. You must desire what you want with all your heart, because desire is a feeling of love, and you must give love to receive what you love. Whatever you want to be in your life, whatever you want to do in your life, whatever you want to have in your life, the creation process is the same. Give love to receive love. Imagine it, feel it, receive it. When using the creation process, imagine and feel that you have what you want already and never deviate from that state of being. Why? Because the law of attraction copies whatever you give. And so you must imagine and feel having it now. If you want to lose weight, then give love by imagining and feeling yourself with the body you love, instead of imagining and feeling that you're overweight every single day. If you want to travel, then give love by imagining and feeling yourself traveling, instead of imagining every day that you don't have the money to travel. If you want to improve yourself in a sport, acting, singing, playing a musical instrument, hobby, or in your job, then give love for what you want to be, by imagining and feeling whatever it is you would love to be. If you want a better marriage or a better relationship with anybody, then give love by imagining and feeling what it would be like to have that relationship.
Faith is to believe that which you do not yet see. And the reward of this faith is to see that which you believe. St. Augustine of Hippo, 4th century theologian and bishop.
When you begin working with the creation process, you might want to start by attracting something unusual. When you specifically attract something unusual, you will be left in no doubt about your power when you receive it. One young woman began by choosing to attract a specific flower, a white calla lily. She imagined holding the flower in her hand, smelling the flower, and she felt having that calla lily. 2 weeks later, she went to a friend's house for dinner, and there, in the centerpiece of the table, was a bouquet of white calla lilies, the very flower and color she had imagined. She was excited to see the lilies, but she didn't say anything to her friend about her imagined flower. As she was walking out the door at the end of the evening, her friend's daughter spontaneously plucked one white calla lily from the vase and put it in her hand.
Imagination is the beginning of creation. You imagine what you desire, you will what you imagine, and at last, you create what you will. George Bernard Shaw, early 20th century Nobel Prize-winning playwright.
Give it, receive it.
Remember that the law of attraction says, whatever you give, you receive. If you think of the law of attraction as a mirror, an echo, a boomerang, or a copying machine, it will help make you clearer on what to imagine and feel. The law of attraction is like a mirror because a mirror reflects back exactly what is in front of it. The law of attraction is like an echo, because whatever you give out is exactly the echo that comes back. The law of attraction is like a boomerang, because whatever boomerang you throw is the exact same boomerang that comes back to you. The law of attraction is like a copying machine, because whatever you give is reproduced exactly, and you will receive back an exact copy. A few years ago, I was in Paris for my work, and I was walking down a street when a woman rushed past me wearing one of the most beautiful skirts I had seen, intricately detailed in a Parisian style. My reaction was love. What a beautiful skirt. A few weeks later, I was happily driving to work in Melbourne, Australia, when I was forced to stop because another driver was trying to do an illegal U-turn at an intersection. As I looked at a store window where I'd been forced to stop, I saw the exact same skirt I had seen on the woman in the streets of Paris. I could not believe my eyes. When I got to work, I called the store and they told me they had received only one skirt from Europe in that style. And it was the skirt in the window. Of course, the skirt was my size. When I went to the store to purchase the skirt, it was reduced to half price. And the store attendant told me they had not ordered the skirt and that it had just appeared in their order accidentally. The only thing I had done to bring that skirt to me was love it. And from Paris to a suburban street in Australia, through circumstances and events, the exact same skirt was delivered to me. That is the magnetic power of love. That is love's law of attraction in operation.
Imagination.
This world is but a canvas to our imaginations. Henry David Thoreau, 19th century transcendentalist author.
When you imagine anything positive that you want and love, you are harnessing the force of love. When you imagine something positive, something good, and you feel love for it, that is what you are giving, and that is what you will receive. If you can imagine it and feel it, then you can receive it. But what you're imagining must come from love. Whatever you're imagining must not harm another person. Imagining something that brings harm to another person comes not from love, but from a lack of love. And with certainty, any negativity, even imagined, will turn back with an equal ferocity on the person who sent it. Whatever you give, you receive back. But I want to tell you something fantastic about the force of love and your imagination. The highest and best thing you think is possible is nothing compared to what the force of love can give to you. Love has no limits. If you want to be full of vitality and happiness with an incredible zest for life, the force of love can give you health and happiness at levels far beyond what you have seen. I'm telling you this so that you can start to break the boundaries of your imagination and stop putting limits on your life. Push your imagination to the limits and imagine the best and highest that you possibly can of whatever it is that you want. The difference between someone who is struggling and someone who has a fabulous life comes down to one thing, love. Those who have a great life imagine what they love and want, and they feel the love of what they're imagining more than other people. People who are struggling are unintentionally using their imagination for what they don't love and don't want, and are feeling the negativity of what they're imagining. It's such a simple thing, but it creates vast differences in people's lives, and you can see the difference everywhere you look.
The secret of the master mind is found wholly in the use of imagination. Christian D. Larson, early 20th century New Thought author.
History has proven that those who dare to imagine the impossible are the ones who break all human limitations. In every field of human endeavor, whether science, medicine, sports, the arts, or technology, the names of the people who imagined the impossible are engraved in our history. By breaking the limits of their imagination, they change the world. Your entire life is what you have imagined it to be. Everything you have or don't have, every situation and circumstance of your life is what you have imagined it to be. The problem is that many people imagine the worst. They're turning the most wonderful tool against themselves. Instead of imagining the best, many people are in fear and imagine all the things that can go wrong. And as surely as they keep imagining and feeling those things, they happen. Whatever you give, you receive. Feel and imagine the best and the highest you can in every area of your life. Because the best you can imagine is a piece of cake for the force of love. When my family had settled in the United States, we flew our 15-year-old dog, Cabby, to be with us. One night, not long after Cabby had arrived, he managed to get out of a small gap in the fence. Our home backs onto mountains, so it was far from an ideal situation. In the dark, we searched the streets and the trails leading up to the mountains, but our dog was nowhere to be found. As my daughter and I were searching, negative feelings of anguish began to increase. I knew we had to stop searching and change the way we were feeling inside immediately. The negative feelings were telling us that we were imagining the worst, and we had to change the way we were feeling quickly and imagine the best. At that point, every possible outcome could still happen, and we had to choose the outcome of having Cabby safely home with us by imagining and feeling that he was home. We returned home and we pretended our dog was with us. We put food in his bowl as though he were there. We imagined hearing the bell around Cabby's neck as he walked down our hallway. We talked to him and called out his name as though he were there. My daughter went to bed, imagining that her best friend of 15 years was sleeping next to her bed as he always did. Early the next morning, we discovered a notice on a tree at the foot of the mountains saying that someone had found a little dog. It was Cabby. Just as we had imagined, our dog returned home safely to us. No matter what challenging situation you may find yourself in, imagine the best outcome and feel it. When you do, you will change the circumstances and you will change the situation into what you want.
Whatever you can imagine exists.
Creation is only the projection into form of that which already exists. Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th century ancient Hindu text.
Whatever desire you can imagine already exists. It doesn't matter what it is. If you can imagine it, it already exists in creation. 5,000 years ago, ancient scriptures recorded that all of creation was done and complete, and that anything that could possibly be created already exists. Now, 5,000 years later, quantum physics has confirmed that every single possibility of anything and everything actually exists now.
The creation of the heavens and the earth and everything in them was complete. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1.
What that means for you in your life is that whatever you can imagine for yourself in your life already exists. It's impossible for you to imagine anything that doesn't exist. Creation is complete. Every single possibility exists. So when you imagine breaking a world record, or traveling to the Far East, or being full of health, or being a parent, those possibilities of you doing those things exist in creation right now. If they didn't exist already, you would not be able to imagine them. To bring the things you desire and love from the invisible into your visible life, all you have to do is give love for what you want through your imagination and feelings. Imagine your life the way you want it to be. Imagine everything you want. Take your imagination with you every day and imagine what it would be like if your relationships were all wonderful. Imagine how you would feel if your job suddenly took off. Imagine how your life would be if you had the money you need to do what you love. Imagine how you would feel if you were overflowing with health. Imagine how you would feel if you could do what you wanted to do. Use all of your senses to imagine what you want. If you want to travel to Italy, imagine the smell of olive oil. Taste the pasta. Hear Italian words being spoken to you. Touch the stone of the Colosseum and feel being in Italy. In conversations and in your thoughts, say, imagine if, and then fill in the rest of the sentence with what you want. If you're talking to a friend and they're complaining because their work colleague got a promotion and they didn't, help them by saying, imagine if the reason you didn't get that promotion is that you were being promoted to an even bigger role with way more money. Because the truth is that the possibility of your friend being promoted to an even bigger role with way more money already exists. And if they can imagine it and feel it, they can receive it.
Atoms, or elementary particles themselves, are not real. They form a world of potentialities or possibilities rather than one of things or facts. Werner Heisenberg, 20th century Nobel Prize winning quantum physicist.
Use your imagination and create games so that you feel really good. Whatever you can imagine is waiting for you, fully created in the invisible. And the way to make it visible is to harness the force of love by imagining and feeling what you love. After graduating from college, a young woman struggled for months and months trying to get a job. Her biggest obstacle was imagining having a job when she didn't have one. She wrote in her journal every day that she was grateful for the job that was coming to her, but still no job. Then she had a sudden realization. Her desperate actions of applying for one job after another were saying loud and clear to the law of attraction that she didn't have a job. So here is what the young woman did that changed everything. She decided to use her imagination and live as though she were already employed. She set her alarm early as if she were going to work. Instead of writing in her journal that she was grateful for the job that was coming, she wrote how grateful she was for her success in her job and for the people she worked with. She planned the clothes she would wear to work each day. She set up a savings account for her paychecks. Within 2 weeks, she felt as though she really had a job. Then out of the blue, a friend told her about a position that had become available. She went for an interview, got the job, and received everything she had written about in her journal.
Prop yourself up.
Whenever you permit yourself to think what persons, things, conditions, or circumstances may suggest, you are not following what you want to think. You are not following your own desires, but borrowed desires. Use your imagination in determining what you want to think or do. Christian D. Larson, early 20th century New Thought author.
When using the creation process, use all the props you can to generate the feeling that you have what you want already. Surround yourself with items of clothing, pictures, photographs, and relevant objects so you can imagine and feel the feelings of having what you want. If you want new clothes, make sure you have space in your wardrobe with empty clothes hangers ready for your new clothes. If you want to bring more money into your life, does your wallet have space for money, or is it full of irrelevant bits of paper? If you want the perfect partner, you must imagine and feel that the person is with you now. Are you sleeping in the middle of your bed, or are you sleeping on one side because your partner is on the other side of your bed? If your partner were with you now, you would be using only half the space in your wardrobe because your partner's clothes would be in the other half of the wardrobe. Do you set your table for two people or one person? Just putting out an extra place is something you can easily do. Do your best not to contradict your desire in your day-to-day actions, and instead use the world of props that surround you to feel as though you already have what you want. These are simple little things you can do with props and your imagination, but they are incredibly powerful. One woman used props in her imagination to receive a horse. She had wanted a horse all her life, but she could not afford to buy one. She wanted a chestnut Morgan gelding, and a Morgan would cost thousands.